Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. Get your Bible and turn to the book of Luke. We'll be looking in just a moment at the parable of the pounds found in Luke chapter 19, verses 11 through 26. Now, this is very similar to the parable of the talents, which you may be familiar with. And this is a parable that's somewhat obscure simply because the parable of the talents is usually the one studied. And this is the parable of the pounds. And I think you'll enjoy it as we get into this study. While you are turning to Luke chapter 19, I'm going to remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school, and we're studying the Sunday school lesson that E.A. Elam wrote for the Sunday of February 25th, 1923. Now let me read to you how this parable of the pounds begins in Luke chapter 19 in verse 12. He said, therefore, now this is Jesus. Jesus said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. Well, we're all familiar with the fact that in the case of the Herods, Herod went to Rome to receive a kingdom from Caesar. For instance, when Archelaus, who succeeded his father, Herod the Great in Judea, had gone to receive from Augustus Caesar the kingdom. We learn that the Jews sent a large deputation from Judea, which was joined by thousands of Jews at Rome to oppose him. The kingdom was not in the far country. The kingdom was here at home, and the citizens were there. But the authority was received from the ruling power in the far country. When the nobleman received the kingdom and was declared king, he returned to take possession and to rule in this kingdom which he sought. Now, in this parable, this nobleman represents Christ. The far country into which he was going was heaven. He said unto his apostles, It is expedient for you that I go away, in John 16, in verse 7. And he went after his death and resurrection on the day of ascension. We read in Matthew chapter 24, verses 50 through 53. And he led them out until they were over against Bethany. And he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass while he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple blessing God. And then we read in Acts chapter 1, verses 6 through 12. They therefore, when they were come together, asked him, saying, Lord, dost thou at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? He said unto them, It is not for you to know the times nor the seasons which the Father hath set with his own authority, but ye shall receive power when the Holy Spirit is come upon you, and ye shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had said these things, as they were looking, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they were looking steadfastly into heaven as he went, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye looking into heaven? This same Jesus, who is received up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye've seen him go into heaven. Then returned they to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which was nigh unto Jerusalem, a Sabbath journey off. Jesus was made king by the Father, And being made king when he arrived in heaven, he received all authority from him. In Matthew 28:19-20, Jesus said, "Go ye therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I command you. And lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world." But in Matthew 28:18, he had said, "All authority or all power is given unto me in heaven and on earth." In Acts 2:36, when Peter was preaching, he said, "Let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made him," that he has made Jesus, "both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified." In Philippians 2:9, we read, "Wherefore God hath highly exalted him, and gave unto him the name which is above every name." Now the kingdom of Christ is here on earth, and all Christians are willing subjects of him. We know that he came and established his kingdom, and his kingdom's on earth, and we can be part of it. We can be citizens of that kingdom. Listen to what we read in Matthew 16:18-19. Jesus said, "I say unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." That binding and loosing on the earth is the binding and loosing of things in his kingdom. In Colossians 1:13, we read that Jesus had delivered us out of the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his love. In Hebrews 12:28, it says, "We are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, and therefore let us have grace whereby we may offer well service, well pleasing to God, with reverence and awe." And then in the book of Revelation 1:9, we read about John. He says, "I, John, your brother and partaker with you in the tribulation and kingdom and patience which are in Jesus." John saying in Revelation 1:9 that he is in the kingdom. We read, "For he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be abolished is death. Then he will deliver up the kingdom to God, even the Father." 1 Corinthians 15:24-27. "Then cometh the end, when he shall deliver up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have abolished all rule and all authority. For he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be abolished is death. For he put all things in subjection under his feet. But when he saith all things put in subjection, it is evident that he is exempted who did subject all things to him." Jesus is now king in his kingdom. His kingdom is on the earth, and Jesus is in heaven. And Jesus will return, and all must give an account unto him. Now we read about the conduct of the citizens in this parable. Let me read to you verses 12-13 together of Luke 19. It says, "He said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And he called 10 servants of his, and gave them 10 pounds, and said unto them, Trade ye herewith till I come." Before the nobleman left, he called 10 servants, or 10 of his servants, of whom he had many, and gave them 10 pounds, giving 1 pound to each servant. A pound was a weight of silver equal to 100 pence, or about $17. "Trade ye herewith till I come." This is similar to the parable of the talents that we read about in Matthew 25:14-30. In the parable of the talents, the Lord gave different talents to his servants according to the several ability of each. And in this, one servant improved his 1 pound according to his ability. I think it might be good to go back and read that story of the parable of the talents, since it's so much like this parable of the pounds. It is found in Matthew 25:14-30. For it is as when a man going into another country calleth his own servants, and delivereth unto him his goods. And he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, each according to his several ability. And he went on his journey. Straightway he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with them, and made other 5 talents. In like manner he also that received the 2 talents gained other 2. But he that received the 1 went away and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. Now after a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and maketh a reckoning with him. And he that received the 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Lo, I have gained 5 talents. His Lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over few things. I will set thee over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. And also he that received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Lo, I have gained other 2 talents. His Lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will set thee over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. And he also that had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou didst not sow, and gathering where thou didst not scatter. And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, thou hast thine own. But the Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gathered where I did not scatter. Thou oughtest therefore to put thy money to the bankers, and at my coming I should receive back of my own with interest. Take ye away therefore the talent from him. Give it unto him that hath 10 talents. For every one that hath shall be given, and he that shall have abundance. But from him that hath not, even that which he hath shall be taken away. And cast ye out the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. Well, that's the parable of the talents. This is the parable of the pounds. In here, the servants were the disciples of Christ then, and are professed followers of Christ now. The pound, like the talents, represents all the opportunities and abilities one has for doing good. Money, mental powers, and all blessings. He who does not use his money and money-making talent for God will surely be lost, as he who does not use his preaching talent or any other abilities that he has from God. God has committed the truth to his servants and made the church the pillar and ground of it, and they must make good use of their abilities until the time comes. They must extend his kingdom and spread the gospel. We read in the Luke chapter 19 and verse 14. But his citizens hated him and sent an ambassage after him, saying, We will not that this man reign over us. The citizens, that's the citizens of the nobleman left behind when he went to receive the kingdom, they sent the ambassage saying, We'll not have this man reign over us, as the Jews sent to Rome to say to Caesar they did not wish Archelaus to reign over them. Well, we're going to read the implications of this in our next class session. So hold your Bibles and be listening for that school bell.